Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting 7th. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting 8th. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mark Clear now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is hit by the pitch. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Hall moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Thornton scores. Hall moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Tabler moves to third. Vukovic moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Tabler scores. Vukovic moves to third. Bando moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Steve Crawford now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Waddell now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutierrez. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Gutierrez steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard strikes out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Mike Fishlin now playing third base. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fishlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Miller moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.